that Hamada Javiro Mona Marbella Barcelona. If somebody lends Barcelona in coins, I'm not Lefroa Lo Marbella reals or realish. If you meant to pay back in realish coins, Dover Baruch Usser. If you're going to exchange one coin for the other coin, that's a problem. Shu Usser De Lo Efcher De Lo Shavach Legabe Peri. For sure, it's going to go up. It could go up or it could go down. And Legabe Zvini, De Kol Shavach Afilu Kolshu Usser. If it goes up a little bit, it's going to be a problem. Now, what he's doing is, and he quotes in Gozel Kama, Peperica Gozel, but he, the Rav Yosef, Dinar mi brati derbichia, Dinare Yahava Vimihanhu, Dinare Nami Shakla. Okay, the Gemara there talks about how it was Yeshlon, it was Mutter. But what the Rashi just did is he basically set down the basic rule of how to think about currency exchange, which is anytime you have local currency, that's Matbea. And there's never any Issa Ribbis to give a dollar for a dollar. Heter Gomer, that's a mitzvah. Once we start doing foreign currency, in America, if I started saying, I'll lend you $10 for whatever, for 40 shekel, whatever it is, that would be a problem of Ribbis because of that. We look at the shekelim in America as peros. And therefore, unless it's going to be, we have to deal with some of the heterim, unless we're going to have some heterim of yeshlo or psika or something like that, it's going to be a problem. That's the premise the Rashi was using. And he's trying to prove it from Gemara's. The basic Gemara that's the clearest proof is the beginning of Zav, where it talks about using gold as a matbea, and it says, it depends if, is a machlokas, whatever, is it as useful in the world, is it as charif as silver is? And it's basically two different opinions within Rebbe. Rebbe Zeknoso, Rebbe Bialduso. It seems like in the Maskana of the Gemara is that silver is a coin and gold is not a coin. Okay, so that's that Gemara. And also, let's say the beginning of Ezu Neshech, we started with the Gemara about the Mikar, about the Sof, and I was talking about 100 for 120. The Gemara never was Mefarish exactly what it was talking about. It sounds like in that Gemara it's talking about two different currencies, and still with this, even though the currency is changing, we're worried all about ribis because it's not just a mapeh for mapeh. That was like a two different currencies. One mapeh really there is considered, like copper is really considered peri compared to the mapeh. Okay? Any questions so far? I think this should be basic premise. Okay, that now. Okay, I didn't really hear you, but fine, good. Now, we're going to just, I'm really, I did this bottom, I did this in a very simplistic way just so we can get the halachas down, and the Mirtz Hashem will add to it so it makes more sense later. Does this come on your screen, what I just put on the PDF?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. So, this is a sefer, Bris Pinchas. It's a very new sefer, whatever, Halacha Lemaaseh Hilchos Ribbis, and it has tables and charts, whatever, of this particular question, 20 pages of it. I printed 10 of them out on PDF, and I just shared it. But on my screen, just to highlight some of the cases, just to make them very clear what's going on, and then we'll talk about how we can make them mutter, and then we'll talk about some of the poskim inside. After, I want to just say what the psak is from this sefer. He's basically mostly using the sefer Toras Ribbis, who is very similar to Bris Yehuda, except on certain points. Okay, I'll try to get to one of their machloket or two of their machloket in my makoros. Anyway, so here's some cases. Let's say we're in Israel. Case one is shek for shek, heter gomer, beautiful. Case two, dollars, and I'm borrowing dollars, and I'm going to return. I'm going to return dollars. So dollars for dollars in Israel, or I could do in America, shek for shek. So he says that is going to be the same halachas of Sabasa. Follows all the same basic rules of the. He has 10 pages. You don't need to remember all 10 pages by heart. What you do need to remember is the five klalim that I sort of put together, which are basic klalim. The basic klal is that foreign currency we look at as peri, and if we look at it as peri, so then we have to think of it. If I'm in America, we look at the shekel in America as as fruit. So fruit for fruit, we say that's sabasa. And sabasa is going to be mutter v'jizhal yatashar. So we assume generally that the coins are not yatashar. This Rashi is a pretty good example where you see the currency is not yatashar. The poskim assume it generally. And we'll come back to it if that's questioned by some of the poskim I have in the Makoros. Three, here it gets a little complicated. Shekels, we're in Israel, and then I'm borrowing shekels from you. I'm going to return you in dollars. Okay? So I'm an American. I come to Israel, and I don't have any shekels. And I'm in Meir Sharim, and I want to buy a shoko or a pizza, and they don't take dollars in this store. And I say, hey, you have some shekels on you. I said, sure. So I'll borrow shekels, and I want to pay you back in dollars. So what do
you
we do about
that condition up front? You say that you're going to do that?
So, yes, we're going to see how you could do it, but sometimes you could do that. This is basically, it's like psika. You're giving shekels, you're borrowing shekels, yeah. And you're going to give fruit back. So if you assault dumim,
you're not paying immediately, right?
You're not paying immediately. I'm assuming even a few seconds halva is a problem, but whatever. That's that other question maybe someone could give a chabura about, but certainly if you pay him back later. Okay. Anyway, but if you pay him in advance, it's not going to be a problem. If you're paying him, you know, but I'm talking about where it's a halva. Even if it's, I don't know, I thought halva is even for a little bit of time. Anyway, so the case is I'm borrowing shkalim, returning dollars. So this is cash for peros, al pi halacha. So the way to matcher that, the best way to matcher that is if you make it lefi shar bishat piron, which is case four, basically. If you find the price later of what the shekel to dollar ratio is later, then it'll be mutter because that is what psika is. You're going to not pay, when you're posing al peros,
you need
Yatzashar or Yishlo. So this is neither of those. Fine, that's true. But if you have neither of those heterim, you can also do Asal Daman, basically, what the Gemara says. You can figure out the price. Hey, Dovi. You can find the price of the merchandise and then pay for that. That's exactly what I'm doing now. At the time of Piron, I'm actually
we're going to look at what it was worth buying. At the time of our Halva.
No, not at the time of the Halva. Then that's a problem. I have to look at the time of the Piron. Because I'm buying the peros later. He's delivering the peros later. As long as he's right. Delivering the peros later, we should figure out the price of the peros later. And if we do that, that's great.
Okay.
This is what the Gemara said. I wish, okay.
And we're also being mutter, obviously, if you had Yishlo, if I have shkalim anywhere in the world that are mine.
Yes.
Like if back in the
good.
I have shkalim.
It'll be, that's like case three. Case three is if it'll be Yishlo. But you have to have yeshlo kol haschum. You have to have the entire amount. Because in the beginning of Kuf Samo Gimel, Sif Aleph, or in Kuf Ayin Hey, Sif Dalid, it says in both those places, when you do psika, you have to have from the Rambam and the Ritva, that you have to have the whole schum because it's like a mechira, but it's not like a sabasa. You can like look at it as though you did multiple loans, one after another. Okay? Hold on, Dubin, I don't hear you. Oh, no. I didn't hear you, Dubin.
I heard him.
Number four, why are you paying the Shapiron value?
This is, okay, I think it's a Gemara. I don't have my Gemara here. That if I don't correctly set up a Psika thing, so then what you can do is just pay whatever the price is later. Because that when you pay the later price, you are just doing a Mechira later. My internet's junk. How you doing? I'm going to do a phone call. My internet's not so good. Oh, hold on. I do. Hi, Aria. Wait, this is. Did everybody? Let's say I did a conference call. Okay. My internet's breaking. So my internet's not working. I'm just gonna. Does that work for me? Just to do it from my phone? Yeah. Okay. I can try to do that, but then for sure I give him my video. Once. I thought I added Scott. Oh man. I added him first. All right. Okay. Okay. Sorry. So what is it? I'll try to call on now. All right. Okay. One second, what are you going to do right now? All right, my Zoom thing, my internet's back. Okay, I'm going to, my internet, I think, is going to be back in a minute. Oh man, yeah, no, okay, I'm just gonna speak, okay, sorry, yeah, because if you didn't do it correctly, then, okay, yeah, I guess so. Okay, I think if you pay Bishad Halva, then that's a psika, that's a problem. If you pay Bishad Piron, so then you're just buying the item, you're just buying an item from the guy. And the fact that he paid me early doesn't matter, because I'm paying the fair price of when he delivered it. He's handing me Peros in a year from now. And I'm paying him the price of the item in a year from now. Yeah, Ariel?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In other words, what I'm saying, the whole issue of posting on papers is because you're trying to lock in a price now. But once you're not locking in a price today, then you didn't violate posting on papers.
You're explaining, right?
Not yeah, I'm asking. Explaining what I said. Okay. Not asking.
Okay,
got it. Okay. Going now to case five, I'm doing borrowing dollars. I'm still in Israel. Borrowing dollars, returning shkalim. So I'm Israeli or I have a lot of shkalim and I just need a cab or I need money. So I borrow from an American bunch of dollars. So then what I'm doing here is the opposite of psika. I'm getting peros now. I'm going to pay later. So this is like in the Tarshish sugya that you, when someone delivers something now and you want to pay later, you could pay later. You can also dumb and you can figure out the price lafi shad halva for the payers that you're getting delivered now, for the merchandise you're getting delivered now, you could pay the price now. That's the best thing to do. If you pay lafi shad halva, that's five. Six is if I don't do that, I basically do the tarsha, which is a problematic tarsha, which is six, which is he delivers the payros now, he delivers the dollars now, and later I pay the cash. That's a problem because we don't really say Tarsha by coins because everybody knows their price, you know, the relative price of the coin, one coin to the other. There's a fixed market for that. Okay, therefore, since he's delivering the dollars now, and later I'm going to return the shkalim, so if I pay him the price of what the dollar's worth now, great, if not, that should be a problem. Okay. He has a big cool here from the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the end of six, which is, if you don't make it ketsutza, you make it in a way that it's possible to pay in either way, then it'll be mutter. That if you do it in a way where he could pay, which he could return with dollars, he borrowed dollars, he could return with dollars, and he has some of that, so it's a yeshlo, he could do a sabasab derech heter. And instead he decided to pay back with cash. So basically that's fine. He's basically doing sabasa with the ability, instead of paying back the end of the sabasa with the saw, but pay back with dollars. So it's a big chiddush to me, but that's the pshat in this heter of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's not katsuta.
Mali this, mali that.
Yeah.
They were the same at this point.
Yeah, that the idea is like, you started this derech mekachol memkar, so it's not really katsuta. Because you started with dollars. Dollars are peros. So you started as derech mekachol memkar, and you're paying back coins. So that's mekachol memkar, and it wasn't ketsutza, and since you could have done it b'derech heter, you could even do it in an usher way. I don't fully understand it, but that's the Shulchan Aruch Harav's opinion.
Was he saying you made a condition, I'm going to pay you back shekels? Or you said yeshli
no.
dollars,
yeah, you
can
say,
I can pay you shekels, or I'm going to pay you back dollars. And if I want, I can pay you shekels.
I think he said, I'll pay back either shekelim or dollars. And then that's fine. He's allowed to even pay shekelim. To paying back dollars is fine. It's just a yeshlo. It's just a sabasal issue. And yeshlo is not very difficult to have. If you have $1 in the world, sabasal will be mutter with that. Then all you need is, as long as that's the guy would be okay with doing this, he stipulated in the beginning, that's a good hatcher. That's a...
So what's your problem with that? Isn't that true by sabasal?
This is sabasal, but it's a problem that I didn't actually... If I do sabasa and then I actually pay the second saw with cash, that should lechora be an issue because I'm not paying the saw as the price of what it used to be. I'm paying what it is now. I think Duma is absolutely right. This is probably based on the heter of Mali Dumim Mali Hain. Yeah. That I did the sabasa in a heter way. I stipulated in a way that I could pay back with dollars. But since I did it in a way like that, so I'm even allowed to pay back with shkalim. Okay? The last case, if you have 7-8, it's two foreign coins. Yeah.
On six, is it possible that that's allowed? Like, what if they're just, like, not paying attention? They don't know that it's all the weirdest thing, shekel of dollars. But, like, nobody actually cares when I'm asking you for 20 shekel because I'm going to Israel tomorrow and I'm coming back with $5. Like, nobody cares if I give... When I come back, you don't care if I give you 20 shekel back or $5. Is it possible that that's true, even though that wasn't the stipulation from the beginning?
I'm not sure. The Ramaz Kula of Davar Muat by Sabasa would probably help if it's a few dollars or a few dollars. I don't know from this case, though. This case to me seems a little bit similar, but a little bit worse. I don't know. I'm not sure. It could be it's trap, but he didn't present it like it had to be like that. You can even do this with $10,000. 7-8 are just, what happens if you do, same story, but two foreign currencies, dollars to pounds, or whatever, or lira to Canadian coins, I don't know, whatever, two totally different foreign coins, so that'll be, this is sub is sub, but the last sif, in, I think sif gimel, kuf samach beis, the last sif, where you do sa chitim for sa dochen, so, Rashi and Tosafot Mem Vav and Aleph sound like it's mutter because it's like a mechira. It's two different minim. It's like a sale. Lamaisa and Shulchan Aruch, we do not even quote those day. We hold that it's totally usher. It's ribis mamish. That's the Ravid's opinion. The Baal Trumos has quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So we're machmer on that. Even Yeshlo. So how do you fix this? So basically his hetir and the way to do this is you basically turn it into a psika, in seven. If you do according to the time of the halva, so as long as you have the kol haschum, it's yeshlo on the entire thing of the coins you have to return, that's going to work. And eight is, if you do the time of the piron, it's a problem, but you can use the heter of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay? Now, he has like 10 other pages in the link if you want to see them, I sent you them. Going now to my Makoros to like get some lumdas into this. Okay. I have the Rav Moshe. Hold on. Shevet Alevi basically said dollars in Israel are in Chelek Aleph. He just said dollars in Israel are very commonly used, and therefore they're considered matbeah. He's not bothered by that fact that you can have two matbeos in one country. That's fine. In Chelek Gimel, he explains even more that there's a big kula. He really, at heart, believes if something is like a very clear market price of what everybody knows, the shar is all of the yored for coins, and they're accessible at any point in the world. You can basically get these type of coins. Then that is similar to the Deshin's Heter and the Taz's Heter. If you have matbeh, if you have metaltalin, you could sell. That can match your psika, or the Trumas Deshin's Heter, that if you have cash, you have cash, you can always get it. So it's always like Yishlo if you have cash. So he's trying to use either of those heterim, even though we don't really hold of either of those heterim. He says, well, he quotes an Ate Levona, he quotes like some Achrim that are into that heterim. And then he says, maybe you'll say a thing over here. And so dollar for dollar in Israel, he's very happy with it, mattering it, because he wants to say it's like a coin. And he doesn't come to matter all coins ever, but he's mattering at least the dollar in Israel. Fine. Shevet, just to say that...
Is it about a shekel for a Jew in America?
I think not. I don't know. If his... Well, I'll say one other svara, which I think is important to note in this sugya, which is the Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Even that Shevet Alevi is very much... disagreed upon by the poskim. Bris Yehuda and Bris Pinchas, they both do not accept that Shevet Alevi. They're machmer on that. When I asked Kalman, he said he doesn't think that we follow that Shevet Alevi. Rosh Zalman has a great idea. It'd be too good to be true, but he basically says all coins changed in whatever 1972 or something when they went off the gold standard. When Nixon took the world off of the gold standard, the dollar, and then basically every other country in the world, and our paper money is all relative what the government says it's worth, and based on the government and whatever the economy deems it to be worth, it's worth. And one currency is worth, compared to a different currency, is only based on the economy. So he says, over there, maybe it's not considered peri. Any currency, wherever you are in the world, is only totally on a government. Here. He says, even nowadays we say cash, paper cash is cash. It's not considered like nothing. That's true. Paper money is money still, but why is it worth anything? It's because the government says it's worth something. Given the Hazam Hukits, since it's worth something in the marketplace and it's fixed in the marketplace, you can get it compared to Shekalim or whatever you want. A mutter levos dollar by dollar, lami also be Shar Medinas, why should it be a problem? Shar Medinas love klumhu, ilamishum de chashivas, chashiv kikesav oto medina, shir hu sham, mabea de kais. Basically, his argument is, since the fact that something is worth money is not very much local anymore, it just has to do with a knowledge of the fact that the government said something, that knowledge is equally accessible anywhere, and it's fixed, and therefore we should come and matter all coin exchange. He says, Kivan Shakim established Havila Tosa Sarva Shigam Kasav Kasav Osarvine Sabasa Lamanda Sover Dava Tiva Mikomakom Bikigon Da Yoter Nira Lomar Shigam La Tosos Michashim Bazal Lagabi Nashe Vadi Tivahavi. Hova Kol Yodim She Lo Lovin Men Al Dover Kazet She Kol Erech Shelo Hu Rak Ba'ot Medina D'Chashiv Sham K'Mabed D'Kayetz. Okay, basically, I think his point is all coins in the whole world now have a universal meaning relative to one another. But bottom line, Sarachian, and none of the posts can actually use this, like to start using this, I think, to matir foreign currency exchange. But that's one of the svaras that they talk about. One shaila, and I'll finish, is this Bris Yehuda versus Torah's Ribbis. What happens if you go from America to Israel? And that's in the Bris Pinchas pages. I'm going to borrow from somebody shkolim in Israel and repay them dollars in America. So that, okay, so one second. Is that the case? One second. Sorry, even better, even better. That case is for sure mutter. Okay, that case is Pasha mutter. Shkolim in Israel for a dollar in America, because we look at matbea here and matbea there. Every time, every step of the transaction was happening, it was done by matbea. So that's mutter.
Which currency, which exchange rate do you use though?
So I think the Bris Pinchas writes that you can pay for the exchange. Oh, was it? Sorry, if it's cheap, it's more expensive in two different countries, or just like a commission?
No, if I'm borrowing now, shekel, and in a month I'm going to pay dollars.
You'd pay. I think the Bishat Halva. You'd have to pay the exchange rate of whatever it was at the time. But you're allowed to do this.
That's no, not really.
You know, that's not a chiddush. I think you're right. You can even pay Pshat Piron. You can pay Pshat Piron. Okay. The chiddush case is not. That's not a machlok, because everybody agrees that that's mutter because it was Piron. I think you could pay commissions for them. You can pay for all expenses. Everybody agrees that it's mutter, the shkolim in Israel, to dollars in America. That's what this Bris Pinchas brought. Everybody agrees to that.
Isn't that what happens? Like, isn't that the most common case? And like, that's the haka. You have to go by the shah.
I don't know. I'll try to investigate that. Yes, I think it is the most common case. I don't know. I have to investigate that. From what I saw, it Rav Moshe's machmir only in where the pricing. This is not very common. I think today the pricing is different in different countries for these different coins. Dollars. It's like whatever he was talking when. The Russian coins, when you're in Russia compared to the dollar, go for one price compared to the dollar, like 2 to 1. And when you go to America, it's 4 to 1. That's just like, that's the type of thing where he says it is ribis because different places are like different times. Anyway, this machlokas bris Yehuda bris Torah's ribis is the following case. Shkolim in Israel for shkolim in America. Or dollars in America for dollars in Israel. So bris Yehuda basically says you have to go by shat Piron and Shad Halva. If it's not Matbe in both places, it's Usr. And Torah Serbis holds if it's either Matbe in either place, it's Mutter. There's not such clear rise to that, but the priest Pinchas was make on that, whatever, but it's a, I don't have any clear rise for this, but, this is a fun big sugya. I want to leave off, with these five klalim, but, you can read them yourself. The basic things I think I explained shouldn't be so hard. I'm Mirch Hashem, maybe someone will give a chabur, and we'll revisit some of these at a later point. Any questions?
Anyone talk about borrowing money on a plane when you're not in any country?
I didn't see that.
Something has to be kesef everywhere in the world, right?
I didn't see that. I don't know.
It's probably not such a common case. Just
wherever you're over.
Over the ocean. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Yashar Koach, everyone. Yashar Koach,
everyone.
Okay.
Hey,
hi. Yeah, hi, Duman. Do you want to ask?
Thanks for covering me. No.
This is not such an in-depth chabura. I just try to do something.
Yes,
yeah, it's good. All right. Have a great night.